Book 3, Lesson 110, Part 1, Warming Up Exercises. Note-taking, leaving a message. You are going to hear two short telephone conversations. Listen carefully. Note down the information you need to fill in the blanks in the telephone slips.
Operator, I want to make a long-distance call to New York, please. The number is area code 212-271-1107.
Is that person to person?
No, make it station to station. By the way, make it collect. I don't have enough change in my hand.
Your name and telephone number, please.
My name is Newcomb. Telephone number is 586-4136.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Hello?
Are you willing to accept a long-distance call from Mrs. Newcomb?
Yes.
Go ahead. Steve, is your mother home?
Mother's not home at this moment. Who is this?
Auntie Sunday. How are you, Steve?
I'm fine, thank you. Where are you?
In Alaska now.
Alaska? Wow!
Tell your mother that I'll be arriving tomorrow night at Kennedy Airport.
Which time? Ours or yours?
Your time.
What airline and which flight?
Northwest Orient Airlines, flight number 61. It's due to arrive at 7:35. Write it down so you don't forget.
Yes, I did.
Good. It's so great to hear your voice. How is everybody?
They're all okay. Thanks. We miss you. We'll be at the airport to meet you.
That will be fun. Love you. Bye now.
See you later.
Plumbing Company. May I help you?
Yes, please. We have a leaky faucet. Could you send someone to repair it?
Your address and phone number, please.
9040, 54th Avenue, Elmhurst. Phone number is 271-1107.
Name, please.
Lee is my name. Steve is my given name. Is a plumber available now?
Not at this moment, sir. They are all in the field.
Tomorrow?
Possibly. Let me check his schedule. How about tomorrow afternoon?
We don't get out of school until 3 p.m. Maybe late afternoon.
Will you be home after 3 p.m. then?
Yes, there will be someone here.
Our repairman will call before he comes.
That's just fine. Thanks.
Part 2. Congratulatory telegram.
Western Union.
Yes, I'd like to send a telegram to someone in Los Angeles, California.
May I have the name and address?
Her name is Yuko Sasaki. She lives at 421 Magnolia Street, Los Angeles.
Can you spell the name, please?
The last name's Sasaki. S-A-S-A-K-I. Her first name is Yuko. Y-U-K-O.
Thank you. What is the message?
Could you please tell me the rate?
$2.38 for the first 7 words, and 34 cents for each additional word.
I see. And how much is it to send a letter telegram?
It's $3.74 for the first 22 words, and 17 cents for each additional word.
I'll send the letter telegram then. The message is, congratulations on your wedding day, period. Thinking of you, period. Hope to see you soon, period. Kumi.
All right, now let me read it back. Congratulations on your wedding day, period. Thinking of you, period. Hope to see you soon, period. Kumi.
That's correct. My name is Kumi Tanaka, and my phone number is 372-7585.
Thank you. This will arrive tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Exercise 1. Write down the telegram receiver's name and address, and then record the message. Exercise 2. Complete the statements according to what you hear on the tape. Part 3. Communication in Modern Times.
Communication has come a long way from the time when an Indian beat a drum in the pine forest to the time when a scientist receives messages from a satellite. In America, as elsewhere in this space age, communication has become a highly developed art. It is amazing to hear that the human voice has been bounced off a satellite and that it can be beamed around the world faster than it carries across a field. The ordinary person wonders if what the voice said was worth all the speed. And that is really, after all, what communications is all about. Even the familiar old telephone has new possibilities. If a man in McKees Court, Pennsylvania, wants to telephone a friend in San Diego, California, he has only to pick up his phone and dial 714-555-1212. In some areas, it is necessary to dial 1 before the area code, which in this case is 714. The 714 will get him to San Diego. The other numbers will reach the information operator there, who will give him his friend's number. This part is free. Then all he needs to do is dial again, this time 714 plus the 7 numbers that belong to his friend, and he can start the conversation. Direct dialing is now possible all across the United States, between most large cities and into parts of Canada. Even with more than 90 million phones and some 287 million calls a day, Americans are said to be the second most talkative people in the world. Canadians rate first. In many cities, it is possible to dial a number to find the correct time and another to hear the weather report. The movies, which were a highly important form of communications in America and which made an image of America known to people all over the world, were dealt a hard blow by television. Almost overnight, attendance at movies was cut in half. While 34 million Americans are said to be looking at movies every night, 28 million of them are watching them at home on television. Motion picture companies have sold countless old movies to the television networks, and almost half the old theaters have been converted into bowling alleys or garages. The movies on a grand scale, however, that are being made today by the big movie producers are still paying big money. A movie costing $12 or $15 million to make may still gross $60 or $70 million. Television, which thus displaced the movies, has reached into homes all across America and spilled out in front of the eyes of the American people more good, bad, and indifferent programs than anyone could begin to take in. News and top sports events, which formerly only a few were fortunate enough to see, can be had by turning a dial. Presidential candidates are now able to reach many millions of Americans, and presidential campaigns have been altered radically to meet the demands of television broadcasting. People now have a front seat to history in their living rooms. In America, there is no national television, as there is in some countries. All the stations are run commercially. Advertisers sponsor shows, watch to see that they continue to rate high in popularity, and interrupt the shows every few minutes to advertise the things they are selling. Thus, pictures of America's new president taking the solemn oath of office took turns with pictures of an electric can opener. Television is criticized for its crime shows and its mediocre westerns and comedies, but there are other, special shows of real value. There are also educational television stations on a small scale that are trying out new types of high-quality programs. Some give courses in foreign languages and in literature, which people can follow and even take examinations later. Some schools have a regular class on television, such as science, several hours a week. In the Midwest, a plane beams such lessons to children in classrooms in several states. For all the power and appeal of television, the newspaper is still the most important means of public communication. In America, the press is privately owned. Newspapers are business organizations, making their money by selling papers and advertising space. To be successful, the owners must sell enough papers to get the high advertising rates. There are no nationwide papers, so the New York Times, the Christian Science Monitor, and the Wall Street Journal are read by people in many parts of the country. Because of the high cost of printing and of buying modern presses, only a few daily papers have started in recent years, and very few have succeeded. The trend is in the opposite direction. Papers are selling out and merging. In at least one town, the two daily papers, one strongly liberal, the other strongly conservative, are under the same business management, roll from the same presses, and carry the same advertisements. The U.S. Postal Service handles 62 billion pieces of mail a year. It can send these pieces of written communication on jet planes that cross the country in 5 hours. But the mail still often takes several days to be delivered. To speed up mail inside the post office, new and better automatic devices are being tried out for handling the mail. In Providence, Rhode Island, there is a 2-block-long post office called Project Turnkey. Almost all the workers have to do is to turn the key in the door and switch on the machines. Machines sort and cancel, and an electric brain separates the letters into 300 bins for different parts of the country. The Postal Service has also experimented with sending mail by electronic facsimile methods. The letter is reproduced almost instantaneously at the receiving city's post office.
Exercise 1. Study the outline for the first few paragraphs of the passage. Exercise 2. Work out the outline for the second half of the passage.